About 4 years ago, the so-called Islamic State declared that it would become just that, a state, or more specifically, a caliphate that stretched from Iraq to Syria. Today, that physical caliphate is dissolving. The group is preparing for a future under siege, and they're using music to keep getting their message out. Here's NPR's Allison Muse.
Islamic State's latest nasheed, or hymn, is titled Dawlati Baqiya, or My State is Remaining. It goes, the Muslim nation has been awoken from its slumber. It continues, the state is remaining, not vanishing. It's a defiant reply to those who believe ISIS battlefield setbacks signaled the group's demise. This nasheed, released in May, implores fighters to hold their ground and not flee. Where are the real men, it says? Where are the lions of the struggle? The past few months have been a struggle for ISIS. The U.S.-led coalition says Islamic State now holds less than 10% of western Mosul. And in Syria, U.S.-backed forces are pushing to recapture the ISIS de facto capital, Raqqa. Not so long ago, ISIS was producing defiant battle hymns, like this one from 2 years ago, titled Soon, Soon. It says, soon you'll see a wondrous struggle, a fierce conflict. You'll see the battle come to your home. Analyst Ayman Jawad Al-Tamimi has been tracking Islamic State's propaganda since the group emerged. He explains how the latest nasheeds reflect an organization under pressure.
The idea behind this messaging is that, okay, well, two things. One is we'll still remain, so hence the title of this new nasheed, Dawlati Baqiya, My State is Remaining. And the second one being to encourage people to still keep up the fight.
Tamimi says there's been a reduced output of these hymns, and the message has changed over time.
In 2013, 14, 15, you see the rise of the Islamic State, the implementation of Islamic law, and how it creates this realm of justice, and so on and so forth. But now what you see is the nasheeds are responding to the current situation faced by the Islamic State, which is the setbacks, the territorial setbacks, and potential loss of Raqqa, and they've almost lost Mosul now.
Despite the mournful tone of the latest nasheed, the lyrics reveal a group keenly aware and proud of the terror and upheaval it's caused to the people of the region. It says, our state has made the tears of our enemies flow. Our gale wind has dispersed them. We've killed them by the thousands and led them to their deaths. Allison Muse, NPR News, Beirut.